Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Blessing. This is your host for tonight. This is LaShawn from Texas. Welcome. Thank you for calling in. I'm not going to be on here too long. You know, everybody knows school is in, so it's football season. I have a grandchild that's at a football game, so I will be getting off soon to go pick him up from the football game. So, live when school starts, so many parents are busy. So I just want to come on here, just pray for some of you and head out, get off. Now, next Friday, we are beginning to do, starting tomorrow. Like I mentioned to some of you, I have things to do outside, you know, other things to do with the ministry. We are going to begin our 7-day prayer and fasting. We always do it at the end of the month and go into the beginning of the new month. So tomorrow is August the 31st. That will be our first day of fasting, and it will go all the way. It will go for 7 days. We're doing it for 7 days. So next Friday, we'll see. We just see how the Holy Spirit will have his way. I know when I do those fasting and prayer, it do take a lot. So I just see how the Lord is led. I might be on here next Friday, and I might not. I just want to give y'all heads up. So let us open up with prayer. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for what you're doing. Father God, I thank you for covering our children. Father God, I ask that you cover every child. Father God, I ask that you even send the angel, even on the football field. Father God, I ask that you keep each child that's playing sports safe. Father God, that they would not come off that football field with any type of injury or lose their life, Father God. So, Father God, I just pray over every bus driver. I just cover every car on the highway, Father God. And Father God, we thank you for your protection. Father God, we thank you for protecting our children as they go to and from school. Father God, we thank you for the angel you have given charge over thee. And Father God, we command those angels to walk with them, to be with them, to protect them. Father God, let there be wisdom, that they will have wisdom and knowledge and understanding. They will know their true identity in Christ. And so, Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your daily bread. Father God, we thank you for protecting us and keeping us. Oh, Father God, we pray for those who are crying out to you today because they lost a loved one. Father God, we just speak peace. We speak peace, Father God, into their home, into their heart. Oh, Father God, we just ask that you wrap them with your love. Let your love, because we know your love cover all multitude. You know, even not only this sin, but Father God, we just ask that you shower love in their home. We speak peace. Peace as they rest, they sleep, Father God. Oh, Father God, your word tells us you are near to the broken heart and those who are crushed in spirit. And so, Father God, we ask that you have your way on here tonight. This is your radio. You come in and you have your way in your son Jesus' name. Listen, I want to say this. We know we are, according to men, Canada, we are coming into the end of the year. A lot of stuff take place. A lot of stuff is going on in the spirit realm. You know, last night here in Dallas, in the Dallas Metroplex, he was a rookie police officer sitting in his car. You know, he was patrolling or, you know, over this. I don't know what he was doing, but he was in his car. And this guy just walked up to him with a shotgun and shot him and killed him. And he was able to call for backup in his distress. And when backup came, the young man ended up having a shootout with the police. He ended up shooting two more police. He had a shotgun. that he got on the, he got in his car, he took off, you know, took out. It was a high pursuit chase. He took off. I mean, he went literally 40 miles down the freeway. And so he was going, and it passed me. I was on the freeway he was coming down. I was on the other side. And I was like, huh, something is really going on. Something is serious. Because it was so many police, so many. I said, yes, yeah, something is not right. Something is really serious going on. And I knew it had to involve the police officer. But when I came back up that side where they were chasing him, then you seen all the police in the Metroplex. And, you know, they had the little box out. You could tell they were picking up some off the freeway. The freeway was shut down. And this shooting began at 10 p.m., and they did not, they had the freeway shut down to 7 a.m. So three officers got shot. One died. One in critical condition. And one, they say he was okay. So I'm saying this because it seemed like every time it come near the election, these things happen. And not only that, when it comes to the end of the year, man year, these things happen. You got to know what month we coming in. We're coming in September and October. You got to know what month that is. And so you have to pray over yourself as you're going to the grocery store, cover your car, as you're driving. That man, he was a former school teacher, and he just finished training. He was a rookie. And it's so sad. It's so sad. When we finally find out what was going on, and it's sad. But then that's what you consider as a premature death. And so we want to pray against and take authority over premature death. I know y'all come on here, y'all want a word, but the word is, it's time for y'all to suit up and get on your post. That's the word. It's time for y'all to suit up and get on your post. It's time for us to get a word. I mean, I'm kidding you. I just, y'all just don't have no understanding. Some things I'll be saying, Lord, I just can't. Things that I am seeing with my own eyes. We are seeing, I remember saying this on Prophetic Grace Network, this generation right here, our children, our grandchildren are going to witness and going to see things that our grandparents, our parents, even some things our parents ain't witnessed to, but our grandparents, our great-grandparents, they didn't get to see this type of things that's manifesting on the earth. The things that's going on now, and a lot of stuff they did do, it was very undercover. But now, they don't care. We've been in that woe season where men are making evil seem good and good seem evil. We see it with the Olympics. We see it with these artists in a concert. We see it. I mean, we are seeing it unfold in our eyes. I mean, and it should want us to spend more time with the Father, because everything, it seemed like time is speeding up. Even when I went outside today, you could just feel it in the atmosphere. And what I'm picking up in the atmosphere with the spirit realm, the enemy, I'm telling y'all, listen, you need to pray. We all need to come together and pray for suicide. We need to pray. These people, I'm telling you, everything, not everything, but the way they have been things set up. I remember right here on PGN and other platforms, we sound the alarm for Texas to begin to pray. We need to call, I'm talking about God gatekeepers. You know, the Satan got gatekeepers too, but I'm talking about God gatekeepers. These gatekeepers is intercessor too, because God released keys to them to lock up things, to call. We was calling them to come forth, because there were going to be a drastic change in Texas. All these people are moving here to Texas. All these companies moving here to Texas. Now we are seeing things that Texas ain't never seen before. We've seen kids get this little young boy just the other day walking to school in elementary got kidnapped. We are hearing a lot of Amber alerts like we never seen before, because you can move from a city. If you ain't healed and delivered, demon spirit is transferring to different region. You better understand they got demons regions, demons territory, and they ain't doing no but transferring from one city to the next city. That's why you got to come together. Back in the day, parents came together and pray in the neighborhood. They had watch night, prayer night. You don't see that no more. They had Bible study in them old school grandmama stuff. They had Bible study in their home. And that was the neighbor that you could leave your door open, window open. Ain't nobody going to come up in there. Leave your car unlocked. Come on. Nobody ain't fit to get in the car. I'm telling you, you can pull up in newspaper where just the whole neighborhood would get together and pray. The whole neighborhood would get together and pray. I done read a story where the whole city had got, I forgot where it was, the whole city would get together and pray, that they even packed out the police department. We have to get back to that. The people need to be revived. Like I say, I'm not going to be on here too long, because I do have to go, leave here soon and go. So we are seeing things, and I'm telling you, y'all got to know when it's a setup. You got to know the plans. God going to show the plans of the enemy. He always a step ahead of him. And God been trying to get us to be in a place of prayer, a place so when things get ready to happen, we have a relationship. We are connected to him. If you don't know how to consecrate, when this thing begin to really happen in the earth, if you ain't consecrate now, you ain't going to even know how to consecrate. And a lot of people ain't going to be able to handle it. It's a lot of people not handling how the cost of living. Trust me, the cost of living here in Texas are extremely high. It looked like California, one bedroom, $1,700, $1,600. And these people, you know, people trying to make it, and they can't afford to live. So many people is out on the streets. And so much stuff is going on, and you saying, why is this going on? Because half of the government is right along with it. But that's no here and there. That's not why we on here. But we do give God the glory. We give him the honor and the praise. And so, I want to share a Bible verse. Somebody sent me this Bible verse today, and I want to share. Let me see. I'm going to share one Bible verse, take calls. Like I said, I do have to leave off of here to go pick up someone. But I want to share this Bible verse. Let's see. It's in 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 5. Let's see what we can get. 1 Peter 5 and 7. Let's see. And I'm telling y'all, y'all must need to, y'all have to pray for these leaders too. These leaders are so much up on attack. Pray for the leaders. We've been seeing they keep the leaders covered. Stop pulling on the leaders. Oh, wait a minute. Why is this thing not pulling up? Alrighty. Okay. Let's see. He gave me the whole Bible verse. Look what it says. And I'm telling you, I talk to people every day, every day. Sometimes I need a break myself. I talk to people every day. But let's go to 1 Peter 5:7. It says, cast all your cares, all your anxious, excuse me, I'm reading the Amplify. All your anxious, all your worries, and all your concerns, once and for all, on him. For he cares about you with deepest affection, and watch over you very carefully. Cast all your cares. And sometimes we forget to not, sometimes we so distracted of what's going on in our life. And we so focused on what's going on in our life, and we forget to do this. He didn't say cast some. He said cast all our cares upon him. I had a conversation with somebody. And, oh, Lord, I had a conversation with somebody. And I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes, which I have to learn for myself. And you got to believe, if I tell you something, either I done went through it, I know, because I done went through it. And I know, I don't know why this is acting like this here. Why I don't want to act. I know this for the first hand. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm trying to pull this up in the King James Version. Sometimes we end up fighting our own self. A lot of people don't understand what that means. You're fighting your own self. You're fighting your own battle. You keep fighting stuff that God don't even want us to fight. Because right here is truth when he said, cast your care upon him. He didn't say cast your cares upon you, because he know what he. Let me say this: God know what we can carry and what we cannot carry. He don't need our help with some of the stuff. And when you begin to try to do it all on your own and fight things on your own, you're gonna lose. When you try to fight things in the flesh, you're gonna lose. Cast all your cares upon him. But he care for you. He don't want us to go through that. And when you cast your cares upon him, you got to know how to humble yourself. Because some of us is full of pride. We so used to being not special. Come on, let me talk, Holy Spirit. Can I talk to them? Especially you single women. You don't know how to cast your cares because you've been single for a long time. And you so used to doing everything on your own. No, let your daddy take care of it. Because when he's trying to teach you, so if he bring you a husband, you'll mess it up. You got to humble yourself. You got to humble yourself up under the mighty hand of God, that he might exalt you in due time. Not you exalt yourself, but he will. It tell us to be diligent. It tell us to be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, he's always walking around like a roaring lion seeking who he could devour. He know our weakness. The same know the laws better than we do. Satan know the Bible better than us, because he was up there. He seen the book of laws. He was there when he created, when God created. You can worship all day long, but he know how to buffer you. You can say hallelujah all day long, but he know how to ruffle your feather. If we don't rest and cast our care upon him, that's the reason why he bore everything up on the cross. Cast your cares upon him, not you. That means let it go. Stop fighting all the time. And many people fight with their mouth. Their mouth is a deadly weapon. The mouth, oh, Lord, I heard that. I don't know why I heard that. I don't know why it just flashed in front of me, seven deadly sins. I don't know why, what that is. But I know what that is, but what do the mouth have to do with that? But anyway, your people mouth, I have seen some people, their mouth is so deadly. Their mouth is so quick. They mouth come to steal. I'm telling you, some people mouth is getting them in trouble. When you cast your care upon God, you should know how to humble yourself. You should know how to walk in humility. God need to break some of us down. And many, I remember the Holy Spirit told me, many ain't went to that season of brokenness yet. That's when you go through that real, that fire, refined fire. So he's getting that humility. When you walk in humility, humility and integrity go together. Humility and integrity go together. Sometimes we need to settle in our spirit and we need to get that heart posture. Everybody don't know about the heart posture or getting the posture so God can continue to purge and deliver you so you can walk in humility to know how to humble yourself and so you won't be offense every time somebody say something to you. Anxious is not of God. Being frustrated is not of God. They cast all your care upon him, for he care for you. Cast everything upon him. Not for you. You were never meant. Some of you don't even need to be fighting in the spiritual. Why should keep fighting? You mean tell me you fighting this? You have spiritual warfare all season long, from January to December, every year something is. If you do something, I'm sorry. You can take this to God. If you having spiritual warfare all that year, every month, every week, something ain't right. Something just ain't right. Because there's a point you need to be in your resting season. There's a point that you need to rejoice. You need to be reaping what you sow. This should be your reaping of joy. You know, you should be happy. You should be enjoying life, not fighting all the time. And so I just wanted to share that with y'all. 1 Peter 5:7. You have to cast our care. And when you cast your care upon him, that means you need to get in that resting place and let God take her. Yeah, it's not going to be easy. I'm not going to say it's going to be easy. No, it's not. That's when you're going to be tried. When you go into your tribulation, you're going to have to say, Lord, sometimes when you're in the midst of chaos, the best thing you do is sit there and just watch and look. And you can be praying on the inside. Lord, do you see what they doing? I need peace. Don't ever let nobody take you out that peace. They're going to be wondering, stretching their head. We doing this to her. We doing this to him. And she ain't saying nothing. She ain't doing nothing. You got to understand, they're going to back off because they're going to be confused because they expect for you to go back and forth with them. You got to know how to stand. We speak the word. We speak the word, but are we steadfast in faith? Are we? Are we casting our cares? All our curse upon him. Are we? That's the question. Are we? You can say, I don't care what people, I can talk to people on their phone. I don't care what they say. I am doing this. God know. Yeah. And I tell them, you're right. God do know. I told y'all, I could tell if a person really praying. I could tell a person walk with Christ, they faith with Christ, the what they say about them out their mouth, how they act, how they talk, how they respond. Come on. I've been around too many people. I can tell if a person have a prayer life because what they say out their mouth, how they talk. I can tell if a person's really filled with the Holy Spirit, the true Holy Spirit, how they walk, how they carry themselves, and things they say out their mouth. The book of Proverbs teach us this. I can tell a lot about a person by the way they speak and how they handle a lot of situations. You're not weak because you handle the situation like Christ. You're not weak. You know whose side you are. You know who's fighting your battle. That's it. Something that some people ain't going to understand. And so I tell you, excuse me, I tell you, always, I want somebody to correct me. I'm not getting upset if anybody correct me and tell me that people have said stuff to me, my feeling got hurt. I go talk to God. He tells me, if I hear LaShawn, keep going. Because a lot of people do try to control you, and a lot of people ain't in the operate. They ain't hearing nothing because what doors they got open. So know the voice of God. You got to know the voice of God by having a relationship with him, period. You have to have a relationship with him. How do we get a relationship with him? You got to go and eat his bread. You got to eat his word. If you still on milk for all them years, something is not right. You should be on meat. You should be elevate. And everybody can't elevate with you. Everybody can't go where you go. Some of them people you need to drop out. You need to let them detach. Because what God is trying to tell you, take you, they can't go. If you have been teaching, you've been ministry, it's time to elevate. It's time to go to a next level. Come on. Remember, God told me is the prayer line is you didn't overcome that. It's time for you to start going out. The prayer line, somebody else should be stepping up and do the prayer line. It's time for you to go out and do something else. You elevating. You shouldn't stay the same. You shouldn't stay where you at. You should elevate, and you should have people to cover you, people to hold your hands while you're elevating. I'm talking about hold your arms just like Moses. You have to pray for people, especially if you're a leader. You got to pray for covering. And people ain't covering you, and they being combative and trying to fight. No, it's time to drop them out. Okay, it ain't your time. It ain't your season. I understand. But this has been going on too much. I gotta keep going. There's somebody out there crying. What must I do? What must I do to be saved? They have a humble heart. That is teachable. That's going to do exactly what does say the Lord. You ain't there yet. No, you dealing with some stuff. You need to get delivered. I understand because I need to be delivered. And once you accept that there's something still in you, okay, just go on. Get yourself together. I ain't mad at you. It's just that we on two different levels. You right here, or you know, even with me. No, you right here, and God trying to take me right here. No. You shouldn't be have to know. I should be asking you what God's saying to you. What God's saying to you. No, you need to go see God on that. You need to let God reveal to you. Because you got to be careful. Don't let people idolatry you. No, let's open the book and see what the book say. Start referring people back to God. They need a word from God. They need a word from God. You can't pimp God, and you cannot pimp one of his servants. You know, what did the word say? Refer these people back to the word. Have you prayed about it? Have you even opened your book? Because if you prayed about it and you open the book, you're going to get the answers. Not sometimes when you pray about something and you begin to shut yourself up with them and start reading or really true worship. I'm talking about really true worship, loving on him. Thanking him. Lord, I know that I'm in this just situation right now, but it's going to be better day. I thank you for my better day. I thank you for my greater day. I thank you for you elevate. I thank you, Father God. I thank you for turning this around. Oh, Father God, I love you. I love you. Thank you. Wake up, roll it. Oh, come on, Holy Spirit. When you wake up out the bed, it's like if you had a man on the side of you. Yeah, a man or a woman on the side of you. You rolling over and looking at them, smile. Roll over and smile to your heavenly Father. Roll over and smile. He's your husband. You are his bride. You should be his bride. And so a bride should wake up happy. Lord, I love you. Thank you for waking me up. You roll over on your bed and smile. Oh, Lord, I love you. Oh, Lord, this is a beautiful morning. Who am I talking to? I don't want to get all started, because I'll be here for a while. Roll over and smile to Christ. Roll over and face your wall to Christ. Get out your bed and put your face to Christ and say, it is I, Father God. Deal with me. You trying to tell him to deal with everybody else, but he needs to deal with you. Just like I remember this woman of God said, God wants us to be so dead to ourselves. So we need to die to flesh. That when you even, like when people go to that grave site, doing stuff at the grave site, talking to their loved one, where the loved one ain't going to get up and have a conversation with you and get up and say, yeah, I understand. Yeah, come on down. You know, they ain't going to do that. So they dead. They dead. They went back to dirt, bone, skeleton. I don't want to offend nobody. I really don't want to offend nobody. People been going out there to the graveyard when the God said, he's not a God amongst the dead. You're going out there to that graveyard for 20, 30 years, those skeletons up under there, they ain't going to get up and talk to you. That's how dead we need to be, the flesh. We don't have to respond to everybody. Let them talk. Let them, well, did they not spit on Jesus? Did they not lie on him? Did they say he wasn't the Messiah? Did they beat him? Did they prosecute him? Did they call him Beelzebub? Did they say all type of manner about him? So if they said that about Christ, what makes you think that you're going to be excluded from it? We are none of us excluded from that. If they did it to his son, and he let us know in his word, if they did it to my son, they would do it to you as well, especially if you got a calling on your life. So God bless this, you know, it's a quick word. Go ahead and answer the calls, and Father God, and like I said, I have to get off of here so I can go pick up a grandchild from a football game. So just tell me your prayer request so we can move on. 720-654, Mess who's calling, where you calling from?
Mike and Veronica from Colorado.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. No complaints.
Awesome.
Yes, ma'am. Do y'all have a prayer request?
Can you just pray for us, please?
Yes, ma'am, I sure can. Is there a particular prayer that y'all needed?
Pardon me?
Is that a particular prayer request?
No. Yes, LaShawna. Pray that God deals with me and God deals with her. Pray that we deal with ourselves and pray for our total deliverance so we can go into what God has for us. What you said tonight resonated, and we'll go with that.
Okay, sure. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father God, I just thank you. I thank you for this marriage couple, Father God. I thank you what you're doing in this end time with them, Father God. Father God, we all need to be cleansed. We all need to be purged. Oh, Father God, I ask that you wash his feet. Just like Peter said, Lord, just don't wash my feet. Wash my head. Wash my hand. Wash them all over. My God, come on, Holy Spirit. Wash them all over, Father God. Do not leave any residue, Father God. Oh, Father God, wash them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Oh, Father God, that they will have clean feet and that you will lead them to the place that you want them to go in this season. Father God, I thank you for your healing and deliverance, Father God. Oh, my Cassie, oh, Father God, I thank you for the delivering of the mind. See, the enemy, I keep trying to tell y'all, the enemy is trying to mess with the mind of the people. Oh, I take authority over it right now. Oh, Father God, because your word say, let this mind that's in us be in Christ. Oh, Father God, we shall walk with the seal. Your seal that we are children of God. We are priesthood. And Father God, we will know our assignment. And Father God, the breaking. I don't know. I just heard the breaking anointing. The breaking anointing. Let it fall upon them now, the breaking anointing. Let it fall upon them right now in the name of Jesus. Be anxious for nothing in this season. God is working it out. And there's some things that's going to be pushed your way. There's some things that are going to be pushed your way. It's going to be pushed your way. It's going to be pushed your way. I don't know these things. Only God knows. But it's going to be things that's going to be pushed your way. Even with you, Micah, these things that are going to be pushed your way, some of the things you ain't going to even want it, but you're going to have to take it. They're going to be part of your assignment, because like I said, we elevate. The more you go up, the bigger your assignment, and God gonna push some things your way, and you gonna be like, I don't want that. I don't know. You don't have a choice. Some of us don't have a choice, because he gonna say, do you love me? You say you love me. Will you go where I tell you to go? Well, do you love me? Okay. Build me an altar of sacrifice. What are you willing to sacrifice for me in this hour? I see God speaking to you like that, Michael. What are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to build me an altar? I'm talking about true altar in your heart. Because see, you got that heart for Christ. You have that heart for Christ, but he wants you to build another altar, an altar, and this altar that's in your heart. I don't know if there have been some disappointing, but I take authority over the spirit of disappointment. Oh, God, let there be a season that he should reap what he sowed. Let it be a season of rejoice, of rejoice. Oh, Father God, that he rejoiced, that people look at him like he done lost his mind. Rejoice in this hour, because God is working some things out in the back scene. I see a pen writing something on a paper. Reveal it to them. What is this writing? I see a hand. It's like a hand with a pen writing something on a paper. And it has something to do with funding. Oh, God ain't forgot. So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you, Father God, for even ministering to their children. I thank you, Father God. Oh, Father God, for releasing angel to ministering to their children. And I thank you for household deliverance in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. We give God the glory. And the enemy that's trying to come in and cause confusion, we come against the spirit of confusion. We take authority over the spirit of confusion. I speak one accord, unit, one accord. We take authority over the spirit of confusion. I want to say this to y'all. And I'm trying to see how I'm going to say it. I know y'all walked in a lot of deliverance and stuff and praying for people. But I just ask God to reveal this to both of y'all. Because be careful. I just see. Have y'all been dealing with and you could say, yeah, no. But have y'all been dealing with a python spirit lately?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Exactly what it is.
Okay. Because I just see this python spirit. And this thing, big old head, just big, my God. I'm trying to figure out, is it a leviathan or is it python? So, you have the authority, and we know the python spirit come to drain us and come to core around us and suck the life. It come to take the anointing, suck and strip you from your anointing. That's the reason why it core around you. That's the reason why it tried to drain you. Drain. That's his purpose, to suffocate is pray. But Father God, let us come together, and those who own here, come together, and we take authority. Father God, I release your acts from heaven to chop out the head of the python, Father God. Oh, Father God, I take authority over it right now. Father God, I speak life. Oh, Father God, breathe your ruach breath up in them in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, Father God, they finance, they home, they mind, they peace. We snatch it back, Father God. Oh, Father God, begin to open their eyes to reveal where this spirit, who is they around that's operating in the spirit to suck the life out of them. Fire temple with their anointing. Oh, Father God, we ask that you release the fire right now. Enlighten them, Father God. Raise them up. Snatch them out of snatch them out of the spirit of destruction in the name of Jesus, Father God. Release the angel, release the war angel to be warred when they are weak, Father God. Release the war angel to fight for them on their behalf, Father God. Even while they rest, who is this that got choked in their sleep? Who is this got choked in their sleep?
Wow.
Hmm.
That's it.
Father God, every demonic attack, even when they sleep, Father God, we ask that you even protect them as they sleep in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask that you continue to cover them. And Father God, let this be a season that they are resting. And Father God, you tell them when it's time to go. Father, I ask that you refill them up. Father God, give them more deep revelation. Let this be a season to replenish them, refresh them, and revive them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let your no be no and your yes be yes in their life in the name of Jesus.
Wow.
You both of y'all have the authority to come against this.
Yeah, I could actually feel it when you're doing that, exactly what it is. It's a python spirit. It's a serpentine spirit. I mean, it literally just sucking. And it's in hours and hours of prayer trying to break this thing off. And it's just a lawless thing that seems impenetrable. But when you're doing that, I start feeling that anointing hitting on both sides of my head. So it's you definitely got it. You definitely saw it. And Father, if there's anything else that's there, break that by fire. But it is definitely the toughest warfare season we've ever had.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But I'm definitely feeling something breaking on both sides of my head right now, and she is too. And even when you started ministering this morning, so I'm sure everybody's going through deliverance right now. But
yes.
This is definitely a deliverance night, and it's that quick. I mean, even as it's breaking off right now, it's like boom, you're like back to yourself. You're like, whoa, hey,
mm-hmm.
hello.
Mm-hmm.
That quick, and wow.
Yeah, you know what? I asked God to release, because both of y'all is in the delivering ministry. I asked God to release the angel, you know, to y'all tonight, to continue, that y'all will continue with this delivering process, because y'all both have that authority to operate in the healing and deliverance.
Amen.
And the problem is we wrestle against not flesh and blood, but against the side powers and what King Kong says. That whole thing. And the problem is like that fear starts operating my wife or me. And then, boom, we're at each other. We're like, you know, and the war goes off. I mean, anyone else, we're like, okay, that spirit's in them. We cast it out. But it's like, if it comes on me, I mean, I'm a warrior. She's a warrior. And it's like, boom, both swords are out. And that's
right.
When, you know, and then it becomes envy and strife or whatever. And then we have all,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we'll take it to a place where it's like everything gets destroyed. And then we're like, oh, my gosh, what do we just do? But it's, I love her. She loves me. But it's, man, this it's hard. Like, it's hard in your own household. Outside the household, it's easy to do. It's just, this is a difficult lesson and training, and I'm trying, and LaShawn, thank you for doing this
work. I thank him every day. Be humble. I said, come and hug me. Come in and sleep next to me. Come in and comfort me. I don't even need comfort. I just want him to bend and to be humble, because I know that if he's not humble or I am not humble, any other deceiving spirit comes and takes on. And the enemy cannot touch a humble person. Cannot. Mm-hmm.
Let me say this to y'all. Y'all also got people that's praying for y'all. Yeah. Y'all have people praying for y'all, because I remember a couple of times the Holy Spirit had got me up and say, pray for Michael and his marriage right now. And I'm like, okay, I know we're on PG, and he would tell me that's the one. So, God, I'm telling you, yes, he have done that to me numerous of times. That's the reason why he always put leaders for me to pray for. So he have people praying for you, y'all. And that's what he's come, the enemy come to cause discord in the marriage, to cause that discord, to cause strife between husband and wife. Because he already know if y'all two walk with heaven, he already know he's in trouble. He already know that y'all were taken by force. He already know that you try to hinder the ministry from coming forth, but it's going to come forth. It's going to come forth. Every door closed, and you know, I was married. When you get to that place, repent immediately. Humble yourself.
Amen.
Amen.
No, you don't want the door to open, because that's his plan. He's out there, the marriage, so in trouble. But God got you. When you got the number one fighter on your side, and you know who your daddy is, he will fight for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Any other area we can deal with, and it's just, I gotcha. And amen. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you for doing that. And this is good deliverance tonight. This is really good deliverance.
And I'm figuring to go into a 7-day prayer and fasting, you know, with the wall of prayer. So we definitely gonna keep y'all in prayer.
Yeah. I'm already one day into it, so I'm with you guys, man. I'm going 7 days. I'm going until you guys are finished.
Because people got to understand. Listen. You know how they say the gloom day. I'm telling you, people don't even pay attention to what's going on in the spirit realm outside. You got to pay attention. Right now, there's a team that's attacking the body of Christ like never before. And when you
You guys are getting it too. It's not just me.
Okay.
But Sean, it's not just me. I mean, everyone's getting this.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's in intense warfare.
Yes.
So it is the time. It is the season.
Yes.
It is going into this election, everything else going on right now. But I'm telling you, the warfare is just, I mean, there's times where all I can do is just get down on my hands and knees and hold my hands and be like, God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to just pray a simple prayer and the anointing would come down and break this. And now I'm like, Lord, did I do something wrong or what's going on here? I mean, these things seem a little tougher than they used to be.
No, because I'm telling you, I am getting hit like never before. And I'm like, we got to pray for each other. It's like a lot of people are getting hit like never before. Because I wish I had time. They are open quarters. Come on. They are messing with things. They are speeding up time when God been trying to hold things back.
Yeah, we're in that season, girl. We're right in that shifting, that sifting.
That's what, I say I wish I had time.
I mean, it's even just
that God don't ship, the enemy ship too. Oh,
yep.
That's why I say I don't have time.
I mean, it's just like we're talking right now, and you're hearing our part, right? Mm-hmm. And then, like, we're listening to Randy and, God, the warfare he's going through, right? Mm-hmm. And then just everybody on PGN, like, we really are. I mean, like, the devil's just hitting every which way right now. But mm-hmm. you're right. We need to really come together in a greater unity because, yeah, I mean, this is the push right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Things is unfold in front of our eyes, and things that's in that book is manifest. And you ain't seen none yet. That's why God is getting us ready and prepared, because he's still going to have to use the remnant. They still have to come forth, and the elect have to come forth. And they're going to come forth in the time of strength. They got to come forth. God don't sleep or slumber. They coming forth.
It's the birthing of this greater glory. I mean, it's there. It's just really uncomfortable coming into this. It's, you know, what God was showing me that, you know, in the old dispensation, a lot of stuff you get away with. In this one, it's like, once you start going into this immortality, once you start going into this next anointing, this next ascension, transcending, it's, the problem is that once you get there, like, God, he's stuck with you for 1,000 years, you know, like you're going into that millennium, or you'll be part of that generation that, you know, and it's, he's really purifying us even on the, like, every level, you know, like a purification, a refining, because it's, I mean, there's a lot at stake, you know, bringing us into this, and it really is, this is a tough move. Why is the gate destruction narrow the way that leads to life, and it's taking everything, and it's going back through things, and it's the world's going one way, we're going another, but it's you know, there's days where I feel the fire like nuts, like it's just incredible, and then other days I'm just like, man, you know, but it is definitely one of the weirdest seasons I've ever seen.
Right. Yes. And Sister Veronica, just sit back and put your feet up. You move when God
says
you
move.
You sit back and put your feet up. And move where God tells you to move, because you cover him. God's going to teach you how to really, really cover him. You keep him covered. You keep him covered. Because some things that he sees, you keep him covered.
Okay.
Keep him covered. God's going to show you how to cover him.
Do me a favor real quick, LaShawn. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate it. Veronica had some, there's something wrong with her leg. Can you pray for her leg?
Okay. So, Father God, we just thank you for your healing. Father God, I command whatever the pain that's in the leg, the inflammation. Father God, I just command inflammation. Even if there's like stiffness from arthritis, Father God, I just commanded that it dry up. Whatever arrow was shot at her, Father God. Oh, Father God, and we just ask that you reveal. We ask that you reveal, because something just so simple. I ask that you give her word of knowledge what she can do, Father God. If she needs to detox her blood, Father God, do a detox to her blood. And Father God, we just speak good circulation, that her blood will circulate. We pray over her heart, Father God. We pray over the spine area, Father God. Father God, we command every soreness, stiffness to leave her body right now. Father, give her a word of knowledge of, you know, natural stuff to take. Green tea, turmeric, to get that. And then, you know what, get some cayenne pepper and some olive oil. Put it on the napkin. Put it at the bottom of your feet. Put some sock on and sleep with it. Get your blood circulate. Getting them nerves to come alive. You know, cayenne pepper is good to get blood circulate to areas. So, Father God, we thank you, because that's one thing the enemy try to attack is your legs. A lot of people don't know that. But the enemy come after your legs a lot. And so, Father God, we thank you for healing her legs, Father God. And I ask that you give her wisdom, give her just wisdom what she need to do, Father God, because you have did it. You know, I've been in the store, and you say, get this and get that. And so I ask that you do it for your daughter. And so, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for healing. We thank you for healing her. We thank you for healing her. In Jesus' name, amen.
We were just talking about her getting a Mary Kay a product for detoxing, and our Mary Cruz, her friend Mary Cruz of
Herbalife.
But she was just, we were, you literally just said that, and
wow.
I don't know what happened, but we got like a batch of food in our house, and like me and her, like our gums, our teeth, like it just like it. She got super sick. I got super sick, and I don't know what is going on. We were talking about throwing away everything, detoxing, you know, and she's like, I'm taking some of this money, going to get it. I'm like, okay, go get it, girl. But
another detox, too, is eating a sea watermelon. That will detox you. Eat it for 3 days. Green tea. Green tea will get inflammation. Meringue. They will get all that inflammation. Turmeric will get all that inflammation. But do the cayenne pepper as well.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I don't know if it's plum seed or peach seed, right?
Which one?
But it's either peach seed or plum seed, but apparently that seed has more B vitamin than anything else, like even the shots have, and it's super concentrated. My friend is just telling me about it, but you can actually order them online, but if you actually eat the seed, like you get more B vitamin than any other, there's no other in the earth that you can get more B vitamin injected into you than eating that seed.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to have to look that up.
I think it's either peach or plum. I'm going to look it up to see too. But I just my friend James just told me about that the other day, and I was like, oh.
Okay. I'm going to have to look that up. Thank you for sharing that. Well, thank you for calling in, and God bless you, and just keep pressing.
Thank you so much, LaShawn. You are amazing, and we still got you. As soon as we get up, man, you still got to get your car, all right? So, all right, just keep praying for us so I can get there, all right, and get the money flowing in. I got you.
Oh, well, thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you.
All right. We love you. Thank you so much. God bless
you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
So what we're going to do now, and I'm just going to unmute your line, just give me your name. If you have prayer requests, just give me your prayer request, and I'm going to place you back on mute because I have to get out of here. 502-548, message calling, where you calling from?
Hey, this is Greg and Jennifer.
Hey, how you doing? Wow, I haven't heard from y'all in a long time. How you doing?
Give me 1 second. So, prayer request. It's Greg and Jennifer. And
hi, it's Jennifer from North Carolina.
Hi, Jennifer. Hi. How you doing? How y'all doing?
We're good.
It's good to hear from y'all.
Yeah, it's good to call in. It's been a while since we talked to you.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Oh, do y'all have a prayer request?
We are seeking God this weekend. We have the opportunity to be together this weekend for a long weekend, and we just really want God to speak clearly and to show, you know, to guide and lead us. We just really are seeking Him and are expecting Him to do some things.
All right, that's good. Well, I'm going to go ahead and put y'all back on mute, and we're going to pray for you. I'm sorry, I have to go pick up a child from a football game, so I just want to come on here and pray for people. You know, just, I know it's a, I'm so sorry, y'all. This is a short time. But I did want to come on and talk to y'all, give y'all a word, and pray for you. So, brother, do you have a prayer request?
That'd be the same. I'm with her.
You know, I like that. I like that. Well, God bless you. Let's pray. I'm going to place you on mute. So let us pray. And thank you for calling in tonight as well. Oh, Father God, I thank you for your son and your daughter, Father God. They made their crest known, Father God. Your words say, if I be lifted up, Christ, this is you talking. If I be lifted up, you'll draw all men unto you, Father God. There is a drawing, there is a pulling. Pay attention when you pray. Pay attention when you worship. There's going to be a pull. There's going to be a pull. There's going to be a pull in your spirit. You're going to feel it. You're going to feel it because you're making your request known. You're seeking God. You're saying, I want more of you. I hear you saying this, Jennifer. I want more of you. Oh, I know it got to be something. It's just something. I got to see more. I got to see more. I don't know what this is, but it's like I'm seeing in the book where I see when they say, told John, come up here, come up here, come up here. Oh, my God, you pay attention to that voice. Come up here, come up here. He's telling you to come a little higher. There are some more things that he want to reveal to you. And I see, come up here, come up here, come up here. And God, you're going to go. You're going to go. Don't shy away from that. Don't be ashamed of that. And I pray that our brother will be a witness to that. Y'all both supposed to walk. Y'all are. Y'all supposed to walk together, sharpen each other. And y'all going to walk together with Christ. That's the key word. Be one accord with him. That third knot in that cord. You're going to be on one accord. When you are on one accord with heaven, it's a beautiful thing. When the husband and the wife be on one accord with heaven, it's a beautiful thing. And so God is going to require y'all to be on that one accord. I just see y'all wrapped up in this whirlwind. And the reason why you're wrapped up in this whirlwind is for your protection. It's for your protection. He got you in this whirlwind. It's nothing dangerous. This whirlwind is going to protect you, that nothing will be able to pull you down or pull you away or separate you from the love of Christ. Because it say, what can separate us from the love of Christ? Nothing is not going to separate y'all from the love of Christ. Embrace his love. Embrace his peace. Embrace what he got for you, special for the business. Embrace it and go forward. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Don't look back. What you did yesterday, what you did in 2021, I don't know which one of you I'm talking to, but what you did in 2021 or 2020, your past would not be able to carry over what God got for you in this season. Your past is your past. Your mess up is your mess up. It's behind you. Keep your eyes upon Christ, which is your finish. He's the author and finish of your faith. Keep your eyes, which, you know, on the hill, which come your help. God is about to change it around. God about to flip it. you gotta be on his side. To when he flip it, it's gonna happen so fast. It's gonna happen so fast. And no more hesitate. No. For sure, on the inside, know that you know that you know that you know. No more hesitate. No more hesitate. If God said, this is what he wants. This is what he wants us to do. We're going to step out on faith. We're going to step out on faith together. We're going to pray together. We're going to cry together. We're going to usher in into his glory. We want his glory. We want to see it together. No more hesitate. No more 1 foot. I don't know if I should do this. I don't know we should do that. I don't know. It's the time. No. No. You on his timing. And when God give you the green light, it's time to go. It's time to go. Now it's time to go. And it's going to move quickly for y'all. I don't know if I need to unmute them and see if that resonates with them. But in Jesus' name, Father, do it. Do it. Do it. Blow their mind. Do it. Do it. So they can have a testimony. Do it. So they can help others. Do it. So they can be overcomers together. Do it for them. In Jesus' name. Amen. My God. Why? Amen to that. Let me go take these other callers, but I want to come back. That's awesome. 334-43 message calling. Where are you calling from?
Hey, Sister Sonia from Alabama.
Hey, Sister Sonia, do you have a prayer request?
Just praying you feel me.
Okay, I'm going to place you back on hold. Father God, I thank you for your daughter. 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 I thank you for how you brought her through. I thank you for her, Father God. I thank you for giving her that strength. I thank you for giving that rod that you're placing up in her back to hold her up. I thank you for never leaving her and never forsaking her. I thank you for turning her situation around. I thank you for the miracle that you have done in her life and the miracle that you are continuing to do. I thank you, Father God, because her strength shall be her portion. I thank you, Father God, that she ain't lost nothing. Oh, Father God, there's greater rewards in heaven than it is on this earth. The rewards is stored up in heaven. So, Father God, I thank you for the rewards that you are going to release in her lap. It's just going to fall in her lap. She ain't going to have to work hard for it, Father God. But if she keep trusting you with all thy heart and all thy understanding, and she casts her cares upon you, Father God, you're going to blow her mind. Because in the book of Psalms, I believe it's in the book of Psalms 71, oh, you still deal with the... You're never too old for him to use you. That's what the book of Psalms say. You're never too old for him to use you. He can use you. Oh, some people are being used mighty in their age as an old man and an old woman, because the years here on earth is not the years that's in heaven. And Father God, help her to understand. You can use anybody in old age. And so Father God, continue to use her for your glory. We glorify you. We celebrate you as you celebrate your daughter. And I thank you, Father God. Let your light shine upon her. Pull her out that distress. Pull her out that anxious. Pull her out. Pull her out. Snatch her up out of there in the name of Jesus. Let tonight she will rejoice. Let in the morning she shall rejoice. Let Sunday she will rejoice. Let this year be a rejoicing season for her. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. Amen. 951-966, message calling, and where you calling from?
Hi, this is Regina. How are you?
Hey, Regina, how you doing? Long time no hear from.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you're in a hurry, so whatever, just pray for my household and whatever God puts on your heart.
Okay. Well, how's your mom doing?
My mom's doing good, really good.
Oh, my God. I tell you, that woman's a living testimony. We glorify.
Yeah, really good.
Okay. Did you have a special prayer request?
No. Just for
okay.
My household.
All right. Well, I'm going to place you on hold.
Okay.
Father God, I thank you for your serving. I hope she caught that. I hope she caught that. I thank you for your serving. I thank you for your serving. That's what I hear, serving. Serving. That you're serving God. That's your calling. You're going to be a servant. Oh, let me help you what I see. If it's a servant in your own household, serving your mama, serving on that job as you work into the hospital, that's still serving him. When you on that job and you praying over the patient, you praying over the x-ray, you praying over lab work, blood tests, you are a servant in the hospital. Oh, Father God, I thank you for the servant. Father God, I ask that you strengthen her, Father God, when she be overwhelmed. Oh, Father God, I ask that you move her eyes through your eyesight in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I speak that not only that she will be a great servant, because even on her job, I don't know if she know it, but she is, that's a ministry. Your job is a ministry. Your job is to pray for people because you are a servant for the kingdom of God. Your job on that job is to pray for those that's weak. Pray for those that's captain. Let God move your eyes. He might tell you, go on the sixth floor. Go in room 1062. Pay attention. You can be on your lunch break, and he will move you like that, telling you to move quickly and go pray for that person. You are on assignment, and God is requiring you to come forth. He's requiring you to come forth because there's some blessing that he want to bless you. There is some things that have been held up, and God would like to release it. Be more patient. Be more humble. Oh, know how to walk in integrity and humility in this hour, in this season. Give it all unto him. Give everything. God have, you know what? I see that you supposed to have been transitioned. I don't know if you already transitioned, but this transition is for you and God. Nobody, I know you might not like want to hear that, nobody can do this transition with you. When you transition and it's you and God, you're going to see things open up for you and break through for you in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you. Go see every last one of y'all. Seek God on everything that was said tonight. Go back and seek him. Ask him. Ask him. And I just pray that it will manifest, that you will know this came from heaven. Seek him. Well, God bless you. I do have to get out here and go pick up a teenager child for my game. This is his first game he ever went. Oh, this is the first game he ever went to. So, do have to say, he's a teenager. Well, we thank God for y'all calling in tonight. Some of y'all, please give a call back next week and give a testimony. God bless you, and y'all have a blessed night.